straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind.
his kids around and built a swing behind the house that no one ever used. It's funny how we find it hard to see into a tangled heart. The beautiful and brutal parts are beating in us too. And I'm gonna love you in the meantime, till the gold light ends. In the madness of real life, I promise to do my best. Sometimes when the morning comes, I roll away from everyone, holding all I know you know that truth. It's hard to keep the wheels attached, the everyday, the aftermath, the purple fading blue to black when sun sets like a bruise. And I'm gonna love you in the meantime, till the gold.
Real life. That is a brand new song from Mulatu Astatke. He's got a new album out called Mulatu Plays Mulatu. He's an Ethiopian jazz musician. I thought that one would be a good lead in to a conversation we are about to have here on Headwaters as a band from right here in northern Minnesota, but that is deeply inspired by music like Mulatu Astatke's Ethiopian jazz and a lot more, are hosting a show this Saturday at Rapids Brewing. It's going to be a benefit for the Boundary Waters. We're talking about Tattletale. And right now on Headwaters, we've got two folks from Tattletale joining us on Headwaters. Good morning. We got Kai Anders and McKeon Hugh Roberts.
Hey, Malachi. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Thank you for coming on. So let's start off right off the bat. I think that in some circles, kind of Ethiopian jazz was like, when it started to burst out among certain music fans, it was like the hot new thing and it was really cool. But it might still be something that's not on a lot of people's radars. So Kai, I want to ask you about the inspiration for Tattletale right off the bat. Tell us about Tattletale. How did it form and what drew you to this style of music?
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to a lot of music like Mulatu Astatke, Fela Kuti, and a lot of other African Cuban style bands since jazz school when I went there in 2006. And always really loved instrumental music in general, where also electronic music, where there's a lot of rhythm and also melody happening and some sort of free form sections and stuff like that. And so it's always been on my radar as something that I listen to a lot, also with my bandmate Kyle Lucier, and loved listening to the New York record from Mulatu on vinyl that I had during college, and we'd listen to it all the time. And I had taken a break from music for a while from moving back to Grand Rapids and wanted to get back into doing something that was fun but also was challenging for myself so I could learn how to solo better. It's always something that I struggled with.
Yeah, so this group, so take some time off, but it seems like it's been on your radar for a while, but there's a pretty awesome crew of musicians here in Grand Rapids that was able to kind of pull this together. So you want to talk about who is in Tattletale? Because I was talking to someone the other evening and was kind of giving them what was going on and was saying, you know, older music fans. And I told them, you know, Don Vidal's playing saxophone and they had seen him in countless bands. So yep. It's kind of this like intergenerational Grand Rapids.
We're very lucky to have Don.
Yeah. So talk about the crew and like kind of just maybe briefly. Well, a lot of the band has been in different bands, so it's kind of like this coming together of a lot of different areas.
Yeah, we kind of got a lot of different players coming from Rapids, but also Josh Parlani is in the band. He's traveling from Minneapolis. Angie Erickson is in the band. We got Dane Tudor playing drums. We've got Ellie Albers, my fiance, James Bougeau, and gosh, am I missing anybody besides you, McKeon?
Oh, I think what's kind of fun to talk about is all these individuals' backgrounds a little bit, because it's definitely an amalgamation, as Malachi said, of local Grand Rapids musicians with diverse backgrounds. And so, like, Dane Tudor, our drummer, was involved with the national touring act American Head Charge, and he's right here in Grand Rapids. I'm formerly Wild Horses, Josh Parlani, Mississippi Hot Club.
Yep. Yeah.
And several other bands. He's always played music. And then you got Angie Erickson, again, on kind of auxiliary percussion.
Burger Thirst.
Several fun,
shout out Burger Thirst.
Fun Minneapolis punk bands. Don Vidal, long lineage of playing. And then kind of fun thing for Ellie and Jim is they're new to being in bands. So I think Kai's mission with this a little bit too is to get people involved, which is really cool. I've always thought about the amount of people in Grand Rapids that play music. It's like, why don't we play together more often? And so this is kind of a perfect little brainchild of getting everybody from diverse backgrounds together while also giving people who have never been in bands a chance to be in a band. And that's what this is about, I guess.
One really interesting part of the music for me is that a lot of it is quite simple in the sense that like the bass lines and such are fairly repetitive, and the grooves are also kind of really contagious and easy to follow. But then the rest of the music that's around it can be really complex because you've got all these polyrhythms plus harmonies and melodies that kind of are interacting with each other. And all of them may be simple on their own, but then when you put them all together, it creates this kind of like really unique groove that can only really happen when you've got like eight people on stage and like get that going. And I really love that about it, where it's, you want someone, grab a shaker, you know, come grab a shaker and play shaker, because it really does add something to the music, you know?
Yeah. And you would say this is, it's primarily dance music, right? It's meant to be danced to. It's meant to be, have fun.
We've got some slower songs too, and some odd songs, but you can always dance to strange music too. But
yeah,
a lot of the music,
takes more skill.
Yeah. It takes
or more courage maybe.
Yeah. More courage, I'd say. Yeah. But, that was a big focus for us, is to have music that people just feel good moving their bodies to, you know?
Yeah. So that's a lot on Tattletale. Let's talk about the event now. It's coming up this Saturday at Rapids Brewing. Tattletale, along with a couple of other artists, are doing an event for Save the Boundary Waters. Going to hopefully be raising some money for them. So let's talk about, it seems like this sort of work was also something that you two, when you thought of the band, there was also this element of activism that you wanted it to be a part of it from the get-go. So kind of talk about that and then give us some more details on this show on Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow Saturday we're talking.
Tomorrow. This is tomorrow. Sorry.
Which is very exciting. Yeah. But yeah, you know, as Kai and I talked about what it meant to be in a band, again, it's like, it's fun to get everybody together, play this style of music, which is a lot of fun. But can there be more to that? And one thing that I've always kind of liked to do in hosting like a benefit show for Great Tales Animal Rescue, it's like, here is a bunch of people in a room or in a space coming together to play music. Well, can we get more out of that too? You know, there are ears and eyes, and let's raise some awareness for something that's very real and happening in our backyard right now. And so Kai and Ellie really wanted to stand for something that they're passionate about in the Boundary Waters. And I can speak for all of us in the band to say that we all very much love and appreciate that part of the world. So we were all down, for sure. When the time came to decide what organization we wanted to represent for this show, given that things are changing rapidly in the political scene as far as the loss of public land and whatnot, we wanted to kind of go directly to the source with Save the Boundary Waters, as they're in D.C., and using funding in real time to make things happen. So we partnered with Save the Boundary Waters for this one. And it's been kind of fun, because when it started out, it was just, we'll have a show and we'll have a tip jar out or something like that. And whatever it is, we'll Venmo Save the Boundary Waters or something. Yeah. But we wanted to at least let Save the Boundary Waters know what we were doing. And they love the idea, so they also want to be on site, which makes things really nice, because then you can have direct conversations with a representative from Save the Boundary Waters. Not only that, you can donate directly to the organization with them. It was like, this concept I thought was a wonderful idea, but then how are we going to grow it and blossom it a little bit? So we got Save the Boundary Waters on board. You know, it's just going to be us to, and frankly, we're a brand new band and nobody really knows much about us.
Not after this, though. Now they know.
Legendary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. This is our second show, so we're doing pretty good.
Right.
Third, if you count last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was there, that one.
Yeah, it's also true. Yeah.
Yeah. So as it kind of became a big to-do, we knew that we had to have other people involved. And, you know, part of the trick of it was, you know, a lot of our connections and stuff like that across Minnesota are outside of Grand Rapids, and it was a lot to ask of them to travel essentially for free, as we wanted the proceeds to go straight to Save the Boundary Waters. Luckily, Emily LaPlante and her mother Mary were absolutely down for the cause, and so they came on board right away, which we were very grateful for. And then there was a running list of Duluth bands and yada yada bands from across the state that we wanted to bring in that aligned with their mission of wanting to preserve the Boundary Waters. But it wasn't until Malachi suggested Forge North that we found our third band. And I'm really excited for them, because that seems to be right in their wheelhouse as well. So this, I guess to wrap it up in a nutshell, was an idea, and now it's kind of become a big to-do, and we're actually making little waves here. And it's going to be a great event for a great organization.
Yeah, so music begins at 6 o'clock this Saturday. It's at Rapids Brewing. We're speaking to Kai and McKeon from the new instrumental dance band Tattletale.
Yeah.
And we're going to play out with a song, because you guys have released one single so far. It's going to be on streaming for folks. It'll be online if they're going to look for it. You can also hear it right here on KEXC. It's called The Beekeeper. Before we play it, you want to tell us a little bit about this one, Kai?
Yeah, this was kind of my first go at writing music in this style, and listening to different tracks, I kind of settled on a certain format and was like, I really love this format of this Auntie Ballas song, and was like, how can I challenge myself to do something different with it? And this was kind of what came out of that idea.
Let's take a listen. It's The Beekeeper here on Headwaters on KAXC. It is new music from Trombone Shorty here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. Hey is back with the Second Line Sunday album, the New Breed Brass Band joining in on that one right there. And Line 'Em Up kicks off that latest release from Trombone Shorty. We had Tattletale before that. Grand Rapids Band playing this Saturday. You heard a conversation with some folks from the group that is all about that new group here in Grand Rapids and the show that they are playing for a fundraiser this Saturday at Rapids Brewing. The Beekeeper is the name of their first single. It is 9:30 coming up here on Headwaters. We've got our album of the week in just a moment, our slice of green cheese at 9:45. Have your phones ready for a chance to win a coupon to an area business. And then at 10 o'clock, it is more Minnesota music with Minnesota Mixtape. We receive support from Sparkling Waters Restaurant in Bemidji. Casual dining for family and friends in the lounge and multiple dining areas. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 9 p.m. More at sparklingwatersbemidji.com. And from Empty Bowls, fighting local hunger and building a stronger community with the Grand Rapids and Deer River Community Cafe. The event takes place Thursday, October 23rd at Timberlake Lodge from 11 to 2 and 4 to 7. Tickets include soup and a locally made ceramic bowl. Our news team has been covering cuts to libraries in our region, Grand Rapids and Bemidji. And this week, we are gathering stories about what libraries mean to you. That's our question of the week. Text in 218-326-1234. Also want to let you know that we have a brand new podcast for all nature lovers, phenology lovers, always tuning in Tuesday mornings with John Latimer. It is the Season Watch Pod, debuting next week, Thursday the 16th, with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, and John Latimer. Also a rotating cast of characters. You never know who might be showing up. It is a podcast for the curious, and it's filled with the delights of nature. Stay tuned for more from that. We also receive support from Bemidji Brewing, announcing the return of their espresso porter filled with roasted coffee flavor. Now on tap and in cans throughout the region, Bemidji Beer, nice catch. And from Lakeland PBS, stay connected with Lakeland News, offering local news, weather, and sports available on demand on the PBS app. Our album of the week is Cut and Rewind by Say She She. They are a trio of Pia Malik, Sabrina Cunningham, and Naya Gazelle Brown from New York City. They draw from soul, disco, and funk of the 70s with very nice three-part harmonies. The three of them all classically trained vocalists. And it is a very on-the-surface, positive dance, upbeat album. The lyrics are also digging in deeply to issues going on right now in the world. And we're going to hear something called She Who Dares. This is Say She She. Text us what you think of our album of the week to 218-326-1234.
Speaking out of turn, saying too much, unwanted interference. situation. You can make it better if you try. If you're feeling low, you can think of something happy. Thoughts have wings and they can fly you high. If you're feeling blue, all about your situation, you can make it better if you try.
but tonight I just don't give a damn. I've done everything I can to make you happy, but every word I spoke, you always put me down. And tomorrow my arms may ache and long to hold you. Oh, but tonight I just don't give a damn.
Margo Price, can't believe it, already been over a month, just over a month since she tore it up at Grand Rapids River Fest with her tremendous band. I Just Don't Give a Damn is the name of that one, a cover of George Jones from her Hard-Headed Woman album, just released in the last couple of months here. Donald Byrd before that, Close Your Eyes and Look Within. I snagged that one at the record store the other day, just kind of. The title of the album says, Thank You for FUML, parentheses, Funkin' Up My Life. And I had to grab it, and that is what closes out that kind of, I believe, late 70s Donald Byrd effort. Say She Who Dares kicks off our set. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. You can text in to KXC anytime to 218-326-1234. That is the same number for a slice of green cheese coming your way in just a moment. Checking in on our current temperatures around the area, as well as a look at our weather for the next couple of days. Right now, sunny skies pretty much across the region. It is a little bit cooler in Hibbing and Bemidji, 48 degrees, both of those places. 51 here in Grand Rapids, and up to the mid-50s to our south in Brainerd and in Aiken. We've got highs in the low 60s today, should remain sunny. Another breezy day, north wind 10 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 30s. Saturday, sunny, temperatures in the low to mid 60s. And Sunday, showers are likely and breezy, mostly cloudy. So a bit of a switcheroo from our weather. Temperatures in the mid to upper 60s for Sunday. Thanks to our listeners, we have helped You have helped us raise over $170,000 during the federal funding cut crisis to public media. We're working hard to keep the programming you love going strong. Every action helps. Can donate or share our work. Visit KAXC.org. Let's see. It is time now for our slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Today would have been legendary songwriter and KEXE favorite John Prine's 79th birthday. He was born on this day in 1946. Our question today is, what is the first song on John Prine's self-titled debut album from 1971? What is the first song on his first album? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. Again, John Prine would have been 79 today. What is the first song from his debut self-titled album released in 1971? 218-326-1234. Still looking for a correct answer to today's slice of green cheese. It is about John Prine. Want to know what is the opening song from his debut album in 1971? If this spurs your memory, he's sitting full denim on some hay bales, it looks like. Just throw out some John Prine songs if you know them. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. We are still looking for a winner for today's slice of green cheese, as today would have been John Prine's 79th birthday. What song kicks off his debut album? Hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. You can hold your calls.
This morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one knew it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the years inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight.
What a way to kick off your debut album. A Legal Smile is the correct answer to our slice of green cheese today. Alan from Brooklyn Park correctly answered it. He'll be heading to Hotel Rapids here in Grand Rapids. Catch it every weekday at 9:45 on KAXE. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up next is Minnesota Mixtape. We've got the World Cafe on the way at 11 and Jeff Edmonds hosting On the River at 1.